Trauma constantly confronts us with our fragility and with man's inhumanity to man, but also with our extraordinary resilience. I have been able to do this work for so long because it drew me to explore our sources of joy, creativity, meaning, and connection. All the things that make life worth living. I can't begin to imagine how I would have coped with what many of my patients have endured. And I see their symptoms as part of their strength, the ways they have learned to survive. And despite all their suffering, many have gone on to become loving partners and parents, exemplary teachers, nurses, scientists, and artists. Most great instigators of social change have intimate personal knowledge of trauma. Oprah Winfrey comes to mind, as do Maya Angelou, Nelson Mandela, and Elie Wiesel. Read the life history of any visionary, and you will find insights and passions that came from having dealt with devastation. The same is true of societies. Many of our most profound advances grew out of experiencing trauma. The abolition of slavery from the Civil War, Social Security in response to the Great Depression, and the GI Bill, which produced our once vast and prosperous middle class from World War II. Trauma is now our most urgent public health issue, and we have the knowledge necessary to respond effectively. The choice is ours to act on what we know. You've been listening to The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma by Bessel A. van der Kolk, M.D. Narrated by Sean Pratt. If you've enjoyed this audiobook and this performance, then please visit us at our website, gildanmedia.com, where you'll find a wide selection of titles in business and finance, personal development, psychology, and much, much more. And thank you for being a Gildan Audio listener. This has been a Gildan Audio production. For more affordable, life-changing audio programs, visit our website at gildanmedia.com.